are with the Cowboys here in Sin City, getting ready for Monday Night Football. It's an early morning, of course, 6 a.m. here in Las Vegas, 8 a.m. Central Time, as that's when we always do breakfast at Fish and East. 6,000 Cowboy Nation. And hitting this one for so many reasons. This Cowboys bye week that's now behind us, about as eventful as they come, with joy, the optimism that comes with success at the NFL trade deadline, and pain, the tragic death by suicide of Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealon. And now we turn to week 11 with the Cowboys here in Vegas trying to pull it all and themselves together. We saw in the NFC East on Sunday more separation. We saw where Washington and New York isn't, and we saw where Philadelphia is, and the Cowboys are plunked somewhere in the middle. In fact, at 3-5-1, maybe they're not quite to the middle yet. Let's do 10 takes on what we think is going to happen tonight. Fish takes, my prediction and yours. So get in, get on, be good. Bring something of intellect to the table, would you please? You'll notice I'm being quiet, but I still have, I have the bell. I have the bell. So good morning to everybody, and let's get rolling. We'll be at the stadium, by the way, early, so we should have a pregame show for you from the stadium, as well as the Cowboys take on the Raiders on national television. And away we go. Fish take one. Trust the offense? Here's what's weird about it. The odds makers put Dallas down for, you know, 27, 28 points, something like that. The second highest point total prediction of the week. And the odds make you have forgotten what we just saw the last couple weeks, where before the bye, they lost, they scored 24, they scored 17, mostly meaningless points all the way in back-to-back losses. Have we forgotten? So that's a lot of faith in Dak Prescott right there. And I'm not trying to be rough here, and I'm no Dak hater. That's a lot of faith that, frankly, hasn't been merited around here for a while. Lorenzo, who's the inactives? We'll have that 90 minutes before the game. Not 90 hours, Lorenzo, 90 minutes. Fish take two, Mad Max. And what do you do with him? This is an interesting number, and I think you're going to be surprised by this. Speaking of Dak, the Raiders have this fearsome talent with Max Crosby, and he'll line up against a Dallas front that might be making a major change at right tackle. Nate Thomas pushing Terrence Steele, new starter rotating something. And yet, for all of the Crosby hope, he hasn't been near enough. A lot of hope and a lot of hype here in Las Vegas about what he does. And he's tremendous, don't get me wrong. But in terms of Las Vegas as a team actually pressuring the quarterback, they're a bottom third unit in the NFL. Bottom third. So hope and hype there. But maybe this is an okay week to make a change in the offensive line. And I think it's a prediction that's solid. A good week for Dak Prescott. The numbers say that he will not be harassed, despite the reputation of Max Crosby. Item three, fish take three, the bell cow. This could change tonight, and then I'll eat my words. But Dallas has given up on an RB2, and they don't even care. Charlie S. and others pointing out Kansas City looked beatable yesterday. Indeed, they did. It didn't look very good. Even Patty Mahomes didn't look very good. And Detroit got managed by Philadelphia. All the more reason that you keep trying. Until there's no mathematical point to do so. And that's where the Cowboys are presently. The Nationals and the Casuals are still wondering, you know, what about Phil Maffa? He's a seventh-round rookie on the practice squad. Again, if something changes, you'll be the first to know. You'll be the second to know. I'll be the first. But this is all about Javonte. All the turns go to Javonte. And that has to work, in as much as the Cowboys don't seem to believe in any of their other choices. Fish take four, the wide receiver rotation. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. This should be a pick your poison setup, a pick your poison problem for the Raiders secondary. But if you watch closely, and I know you do, or you wouldn't be here, it's Ryan Flournoy, Flo, they call him, who's getting the third wide receiver snaps, not only ahead of Jalen Tolbert, which isn't surprising, but also ahead of Kevontae Turpin as of the loss to Arizona. I still think Turpin offers this offense something unique and not just as a gimmick guy. But I'm interested to see tonight, snap count, because Flournoy as a blocker is one of the reasons he's getting to play. So Flournoy, there's room for him. Turpin, I still think there's room for him. Fish Take 5, the Q debut. Yes, I made that up myself. Geno Smith is a battered quarterback. He gets knocked around a lot. And along comes the trade get, Quinnen Williams from the Jets. Winnen comes to the Cowboys from the Jets. Logan Wilson, the linebacker, comes from the Bengals. He's doing all the right things so far. Quinnen Williams has done all the right things. And I'm talking about practice habits, the leadership stuff, and then comments. He talked about the playbook thing. He said it was easy to catch up. When it comes to football, I trusted my football IQ. And he points out, you know me, he says to us, the media. Of course, we don't. We just met him. You know me. Whatever the scheme is, whatever the coaching staff wants me to do, I just want to win. They didn't do that in New York. It might shock Quinnen Williams because by reputation, the Jets stink and the Cowboys don't. But, you know, do the Jets have two wins and the Cowboys have three? So Quinnen, you need to help the Cowboys get some wins because this isn't a winning program right now. MBZ, so we've all given up on this season. I don't see that at all. I don't get that vibe at all. I don't get that vibe from Cowboys Nation either. I don't get that vibe here at all. I don't think you're watching tonight, and you will, because you're anticipating a train wreck. I think you're watching tonight because you think the Cowboys can win. By the way, regarding Quinnen, could you put Williams and Kenny Clark and Osa, all tackles by trade, could you put them all on the field at the same time? Hint, yes. Fish Take 6. By the way, give me your predictions for tonight. And I'm going to hold you to them. Mike James, the Ravens didn't give up. They started 1-5 or whatever, and they're now 5-5. And now it's... And that is why you keep going. Now, Aaron Rodgers has some sort of a fracture in his hand or wrist or something in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati's not good. Cleveland's not good. Pittsburgh's quarterback is hurt. And you're right. The Ravens are reeling off wins. That's why you keep showing up. Absolutely right. Fish Take 6, under pressure. Raiders offensive line. I think they're going to be missing two starters. And so they're going to be asking a lot of Ashton Jeanty, the Frisco kid, Frisco native. I think he's going to have to do some things on his own if he's going to put up numbers tonight. And, you know, we saw last week or last game against Arizona, and they're putting fifth string running backs out there and guys are going for 200 yards, not to mention Rico going for 200. So Jeanty might just back up his words when he said this week, basically, we've looked at the film of the Cowboys defense. There's holes there. There's ways we can win. I think if I'm a Raider guy in the locker room, I think that's an ill-advised thing to say, but it's not like it's not true. Fish Take 7, Block Brock. Chip Kelly, old friend Chip Kelly, is now the Raiders offensive coordinator. I think he's the highest paid assistant coach in football, by the way. I don't know who his agent is, but hell of a job. He says, I didn't do a good job last week getting the ball to Brock Bowers. You think? That was a Thursday nighter against Denver, right? How bad was it? Everything tight end got to catch one ball. So, no, Chip, I don't think you did a very good job. since he's your best player on offense, and along with Max Crosby, one of your two best players, period. I bet the Raiders fix that tonight. I bet you they feed him. Now, who can cover Brock? VJ asks, Uncle Fish Premium. By the way, how do I get to Circle and the Star? Ask the fellas, they'll show you how. I'm still haunted by watching our friend Marquise Bell. There he is. Who's a good guy on your team, good special teams player, good guy. Can't cover anybody. Don't ever, Eberflus, don't ask Marquise Bell to cover Brock Bowers. It'll be a disaster. How about DeMarvion Overshown? Can he cover a tight end? That's an interesting beard scratcher, Fish. Fish take 8. Rebel yell. Raiders don't have much else in the receiving game. Trey Tucker is fast. I got that. But, of course, it seems like every week against this Dallas secondary, some pass catcher sets a personal best. This is the best game he's ever had. Marvin Harrison, right? That's the best game he's ever had. That's the best game he ever had every week against the Cowboys. So, is Trey Tucker going to have the best game he ever had? So we get Agent Zero back, who's able to do a lot of things in the front seven. Big win. Reminds you, would you please hit the like button? It beats the algorithms and tells YouTube the kind of cowboy programming that you enjoy. Like this, like getting up early in the morning, being in Las Vegas and getting ready for the big game on game day. So here comes Siobhan Revelle. He says he's 110% ready to go. At the same time, he says he's going to wear a knee brace. I think he'll be fine. And the Cowboys are suggesting that while Overshown might be on a pitch count of sorts, that Revelle might not be on one. It's asking so much. But could Revelle fix the cornerback problem? Rookie third rounder, first game, knee injury, knee brace. It's asking a lot. Fish take 9. The dark cloud must break. We've asked this question all week. It's normal. We're human. Will the Cowboys be emotionally drained after dealing with Marshawn's passing, or emotionally charged? They've said they're devoting this game and the second half of this season to Nealon. But not even the Cowboys themselves can know for certain how the emotion will manifest itself. Put yourself in this position. Of course, many of us have been in this position. Hard to know how it's going to work. Team leader Dak Prescott lost his brother to suicide, of course, and he's been at the fore of locker room conversations this week. He says, I'll be the first to say I may be a champion of speaking up, but I'm not necessarily the champion of dealing with grief. I'm a champion of moving forward and past it and using it as your source of strength. And that's okay. Fish take 10 and my final score prediction. And again, I'll monitor your predictions. And then even after this broadcast is over, put your predictions in the chat. We'll check them out and we'll keep them there forever. Straight dope, no bullsh. One of the interesting sidebars that's barely been touched this week. The chess match between Shoddy and his old Seattle mentor, Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll, defensive guy. Shoddy, offensive guy. And usually, I favor teacher over pupil. Mentor over student. So why do I think Dallas gets up and over the top tonight? Not strategy. not even emotion. Because you know what? And this is factual. Same thing with bulletin board material. And I don't mean to compare a tragic death to something that petty, but you'll get my point. In the NFL, NBA, whatever, we have bulletin board material. And we make a big deal out of it all week. He said this about us. And he said he did. Then the game starts. And you have to do your job. So some emotion from last Wednesday doesn't necessarily impact what happens in the fourth quarter of a Monday. We'll see. But I say that the winning factor here is not strategy and it's not even emotion. It's the Cowboys roster. And I know I'm sick of saying this to you. I'm sick of saying this on the regular, only to have it not come to fruition on game day. The Cowboys roster is better than the Raiders roster. That's supposed to be enough. That ought to do it. Fish score prediction, Cowboys 28, Raiders 21. Would you please keep it here on the channel and also check us out at CowboysRoundtable.io, Cowboys Roundtable. You see the link below. We are blowing and going, the 75-member staff, as we expand our horizons, and we're so proud to have you with us there and at fishsportscowboys.substack.com. We love to travel with the Cowboys. It's been one of my great treats over the course of 36 years. We're happy to be in Las Vegas. And we haven't been mugged, we haven't been tortured, and we haven't lost a fortune yet. Fish out.